apparently the shit did not save and did not publish. What the fuck? Okay, way too fucking late. Here's your reading for Friday, April 19th. I know I did this one. I know I did, because I remember all the fucking pieces. Okay, theme card, inverted page of swords, scatterbrain, lack of planning type of stuff. The tool card is the moon, illusion, intuition, and complexity. Obstacle card is the six of pentacles inverted, power dynamics and ulterior motives. Advice card is the knight of pentacles, which is a call to offer your service to the cause in front of you. And consider that you might be the key addition. Sixth instinct today is telepathy. This is the ability to send and receive thoughts supernaturally or paranormally. The moon, waxing gibbous, continue marching towards your goal. Let's put this fucking thing together again. So this was not a good way to cap off the weekend, or to cap off the week and going into the weekend. The theme card can be a couple of different things. First, there's a possibility that we are using our best attributes for negative means, i.e. using our cleverness to be deceptive or manipulative. Second, there's a chance that we're being naive and perhaps overestimating ourselves, and we're being taken advantage of. Third, it's the possibility that we're overpromising and underdelivering, if we're delivering at all. So how do we sort all this shit out? The moon. So the moon card in the tool position, it's think of it as a sense of adventure. You're walking through a dark road, illuminated only by the moon, uncertain of what the road is and where it's going, but the wits that you have, your wherewithal, will keep you firm in your determination to keep going and not let shadows play tricks on you. So that's real fucking fluffy talk. I know that's not especially helpful because it's not a specific call to action, right? But I think it's take it to be instead of a specific action that needs to be undertaken. Think of it as a change to mindset, right? And that's to, it's weird because the theme card specifically mentioned lack of planning. And the moon is that of letting your intuition sort of guide you, right? Feeling your way through situations as they develop, rather than trying to plan ahead for everything. So it's a fine fucking balance, right? But we gotta find it. The obstacle card, this one, it's... The obstacle card is actually really simple, and it's expecting something in return for what we do. Now, the upright interpretation of this card in particular is to be charitable, giving without the expectation of getting anything in return. So when it's inverted, we're looking at that expectation not being present in our actions. So giving for the appearance of charity, but expecting favor in return at some point. Now, it's key to note that the article expecting a favor is not there. We are expecting favor, just generally. We want to be seen doing what seems to be a noble and selfless deed. But we do this to be seen and to be held in a higher regard because of it, not just to get a tangible quid pro quo. You know what I mean? So it's another. This is another call to change your mindset. And this is imperative because the advice card is specifically mentioning to offer service to a cause. that is that's directly in front of us. Now, it's why this is important, why this mindset change is important, is because the cause. I know what the cause is for me, just living where I live. But sometimes, a lot of times, causes that are addressing systemic issues or just issues that are greater than a single change point. Those types of systemic issues, you probably will not see immediate returns. You will not receive direct benefit from it. These are the changes that you're trying to make. You're not looking at these second or third order effects that are a result of your actions. You're talking about like fourth and fifth order effects. That's way down the line. It could be so far out that you're not even alive at this point. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good reminder of what selflessness and service really are, and what charity really is too. I think a lot of people don't really understand what charity really means, but. The card is a call that you might be the key member of the effort and its success. So don't, if something is, just in your orbit, then, you know, step up and make a fucking difference. The sixth instinct, telepathy. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know how to communicate telepathically. I don't know anyone who does. I don't think this is a skill that you can develop. So if you know how to fit this in, please, yeah, let me know. I've tried, you know, using my third eye and trying to beam my thinking at other people and seeing if they change or if something manifests, but it never does. So, I don't know. If you can make fucking heads or tails of this, let me know. The moon phase, as it has been all week, we are in the continued march in the direction of progress. So, there's not much to it, but to do it. The stone today, clear quartz, it's just a good, useful, all-around kind of a stone. One of its key aspects is that it is helpful in opening your mind to higher states, higher levels of consciousness. So I guess if you want to keep the sixth instinct, the telepathy card in mind, then, I mean, there you go. Try jamming a clear quartz into your third eye or something. Maybe that'll work. Fuck if I know. Right. So that's it. I'm really confused why this didn't save, but I guess that's for me to deal with on my end. But right, any questions or comments? If you know how to fucking develop telepathy, 833 Lux Pods, call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you would like your audio cut into the show, then call and leave a voicemail. Otherwise, you can hit me up on text, and that's fine too. If you would like a personalized reading, you can go to lvxmedia.net/spooky. If you go scroll down the page a little bit, you can fill out the form. Scroll through the deck art. Pick the one that you like. I feel like it's really important. I feel that's one of the more important parts of getting a reading done, at least for me, because of how many different decks I have. I think it's important for the artwork to speak to you and to feel like, for you to feel that it's representative of you. So there's that. If you want to see how I do all this stuff, how I get all of the what different decks I get, how I shuffle them, there I have a whole little ritual that I do It involves a lot more than just shuffling a deck of cards and then pulling a few of them out. So if you want to see how that is all set up, patreon.com/lvxmedianet. Sign up for the Ooky Spooky tier, and you can see the video. I publish it at the end of every week, and so you can see how I put the preceding week together. I have quite a few of them up there, so like the first ones are they're kind of rough, I must admit. But I was also, you know, just getting my hands around how I wanted to do it. But I think we got it down to a pretty good science. What the fuck else? I'm really fucking flustered by this. Like this, I don't understand why they didn't save my fucking audio. God, no readings during the weekend. Yeah, there is. What is it today? I am recording this around midnight, so it is currently 4:20. Nice. So today is actually some good boxing on. If you want to get a bit more of an idea of who it is, it's Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. But if you want more, like I guess more lore on the whole thing, go to either Boxing B-Sides, that's the name of the boxing podcast, no shit, and Ultimate Fucking Casual. It's spelled Ultimate F'n Casual. But there's not a whole lot of MMA this weekend, so we spent more of our time talking about the boxing match, just because that was the more important thing. What else? If that cause that I mentioned, that I know what my cause is, based on living where I live, if you want to hear more about that, Progressive Patriots is another podcast that we do here. And Hard Shell Tacos releases as often as we can do it. So I think I've rambled enough. I'll see you Monday. Hopefully it fucking saves and releases when it's supposed to, at the same ooky time, in the same spooky fucking place. All right, I'm gonna go be emotional somewhere else. I'll see you next time.